I'm a vegan. Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 17.
Why is there always hesitation with this one?
Because he wrote 16.
I didn't change the number. On the Oh Hot Who or Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 3 with a contingent of the Hot Squad. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing none of you have brothers. But if you did have one, would they be older, younger, and what are you going to name them?
Oh, can I kind of go first?
Sure, Jose.
It's just, it kind of relates a little bit. It's my mom had two girls, my oldest sisters, and she didn't want to have ultrasounds. She didn't want to know the sex. It doesn't matter. It's a surprise. It's a good surprise. But by the test they made, like the heart rate, everything, I was a boy. I was determined to be a boy. So they expected a boy the entire 9 months. Surprise, surprise, I did not have a penis. So technically, I was supposed to be the brother, and my name would have been André, but André can be boy or girl, but my parents
still didn't call you André.
No, they truly believe that like certain names are not for both genders, which I don't agree with at all times, but like,
I can imagine though, if you're like, A or mine, it's a boy with that name for 9 months.
Yeah.
So, it would be weird to use that name.
But for 4 days, I was just baby because they were like, shit, we already used the two girls' name. We were so sure this was a boy and I wasn't. So they took 4 days to find another name that finished in A that was just 5 to 6 letters. So yeah, José was supposed to be the brother. Psych!
All right, who wants to go next?
I have a 15 and 18 year age gap with my sisters. They're much older than I am. So it would probably be a brother that's like in between me and them. And I was supposed to be Diana, inspired by the princess, the duchess. So maybe...
Oh, not Charles!
He would have been... No, maybe he would have been like William or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's big brother Chuck.
Which is actually my husband's dad's name.
You two are sisters, Nath and Isabel.
I was
surprised! In case you didn't know!
I was gonna say, I think it's very strange for me to suddenly not be the oldest. Like, I don't think I can picture that
but
in my brain.
But there's 4 years between the two of you, so he'd be like the middle child.
Really?
Two, yeah.
I would have thought, like, after Nat. 4 years.
Oh, but no. Their parents are already fairly old.
That's true. Yeah,
right. Our parents are not having a third kid after me.
No.
My mom was in like early 40s when she was pregnant. There was no way that was going to. No, it would be either between us or before you. But you asked to have a sister, so I think that means that I have to be later.
I did formally request it to my parents. I said, I would like one sister, please. And they were like, okay.
So either way, I think older for me.
Yeah.
Because either older than you or at least in the middle.
Older than me would make sense logistically because they were married quite a while before they had me.
Yeah.
So like it would have been like feasible. I just think it's too weird. I don't know how to process not being the oldest anymore.
Well, your life would be completely different.
Yeah, and then I'm the middle child? No, that sucks.
Yeah. But just, I think your parents kind of parentified you a little bit, like, emotionally.
Oh yeah, they're bedsides also.
So,
but who wants to be the middle child? Sorry, everyone who's a middle child.
It's not their fault.
No.
No.
They were born into the circumstance.
And they probably agree.
Their parents could have stopped.
So who is the Gauguin brother?
Yeah. What does Ellie want?
We've never talked about that.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they always knew they were going to have girls.
So I was supposed to have a different name.
Same for me. And my dad's name is André, actually. And so my middle name is André with an E.
Almost your name, actually. I think it was like Marie-Josée. Was it?
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes. Yes, because it's like, it'd be funny if you were MJ. I feel like you're a completely different person.
I was bored, and they were like, nah, this is nah.
This, not the vibe.
This is not the face of that person.
Well, I'm very grateful, because if you would have been MJ, I never would have been Shotgun.
That's true, because we were just... It just
stuck because two Isabels.
Yeah.
And the only one who's claimed the actual name, Isabel. Yes, exactly.
So what's your brother's name?
I don't know, you're asking me to put myself in the headspace of my mother.
In the 80s
35
or something.
Years ago.
Samuel, maybe.
Samuel, maybe.
All right, let's call him Samuel. Sam, that's fine.
That's what I'm going with.
Samuel.
And Shotgun.
That would be really weird in my circumstance because my parents tried to have kids for 10 years without any success, adopted my sister, and then got pregnant with me because they didn't feel the pressure to have a child anymore. So if there would have been a brother, I would never have existed.
No, I think they got pregnant again. Yeah. I think you have a younger brother in that scenario.
But my mom was already 35.
I know, but it was like 41 when she had
It would be like, oh shit, what a surprise. I think it would be one of those scenarios.
I feel that would have been it. They were that like, went on a trip, had like, a few too many glasses.
What are the odds it happens twice, right?
And, like, and then they're like,
this is a fantasy.
They didn't even want to have to happen because they snipped it my father afterwards. But anyway, when
that's the complicated question. Right?
But when they were pregnant, because they didn't know at first, they were thinking about. Well, I never would have been named Guillaume, but they loved the name, and they would have named me Guillaume, but not my brother if he was after me, because then my cousin...
Stole the name?
Yes, he stole the name.
That's
But whatever, let's say in a different world, I have a younger brother and his name is Guillaume.
Right. Now let's move to the PowerPoint.
This will somehow foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today.
The confusing discussion or the name?
Or both.
It will have been pared down. It was the record show.
Yeah, so whatever you guys heard.
Imagine 4 or 5 hours more.
At the record show, this was an 11-minute recording to this point.
I don't think that's terrible.
It's...
It's an introduction.
Oh, you should have seen the look in the eyes.
Fury.
Spoken as someone who doesn't listen to comic book podcasts. Okay.
Oh, Editing Mike loves us.
You asked a complicated question.
Let me put to you then, as revenge, a complicated character.
Oh, great. My favorite.
Breathtaker. Humiliated and tormented by his peers throughout his adolescence for being a little person and an albino, he constructed a powerful exoskeleton and assumed the hood and robed identity of the Breathtaker, determined to return the fear and terror he had known a thousandfold. To this end, Breathtaker formed his assassination bureau, supplying superpowered assassins to anyone for the right price. His organization was hired to kill Firestorm, and after lesser agents failed to do so, he lured Firestorm to his HQ and tried himself. But the hero destroyed the complex and ended Breathtaker's career instead. Breathtaker is now in prison and hasn't reappeared. The entry says that Breathtaker has no powers, but I've read the comics. And he makes Firestorm choke from a distance, as shown in the Serpent art by Raphael Kayanan. So maybe he just emptied the room of air and had oxygen in his suit? The art shows him sitting in a chair and the skull-like helmet of the exoskeleton, because surely that can't be his real face. Breathtaker is well-educated and obviously entrepreneurial, but a coward who hides behind other operatives and is particularly scared of pain.
So we don't know what he really looks like? I don't like secrets.
I don't get the exoskeleton.
Well, it's because he wants to be taller.
Yeah,
he's
4'3".
No, but the physics of it.
Like, where is he? In the meat suit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've seen Aliens, but...
Well, it must extend his legs.
Right,
but those are really long arms.
Those may or may not be exoskeletal.
So there's skin on the skeletal form?
It's just like a meat suit?
No,
it's made of metal. Look at the Serpent, and you can see the legs on it.
Yeah, the knees and
right. These braces. He's really on stilts, and I don't know about the arms.
I like it better without the cloak on the face.
I don't.
The skull face.
Yeah, I think it's better than just the eyes. I think it's just a little too. I don't know.
I kind of like
like it.
It feels very Star Wars.
Derogatory.
Which part, as a person that's never watched it? The cloak or the face?
Like the face with just the eyes that shine.
Yeah, Palpatine has returned.
Yes.
Somehow.
I don't like the face because I don't love a skull with, like, fleshiness to it.
Yeah, it kind of feels like in The Mummy when he's starting to get his face back, but not really, and it's kind of just that middle gross period of time.
It's a lot of fucking teeth.
I mean, you do have a lot of teeth when you don't have your cheeks that hide them.
Yeah, that's why cheeks are important.
Yeah.
It's a sad backstory, though.
But bullying is bad, just for the record. We're not for it.
The part that bothers me the most with the skull is, if you have a skull, you don't have, like, eyebrows? And, like, the bones around it are...
That's why I said this is maybe a mask or helmet?
Oh, fine.
Like, being an albino does not make your face look like that.
No. That's a little bit like, what's the guy? Was the guy who's sort of like a skeleton, but he's red?
Got a red skull?
The red skull.
So close. You're really in the right direction.
So close. I was thinking, like, Skeletor? Okay.
But he's got kind of like that face where it feels like there's maybe like a leathery complexion over the skull. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
That's so gross.
Yeah.
I hate it even more. The leather.
I like the nose, though. It's so pointy.
From the moment you started, everything that's been running through my head is, take my breath away.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you have to put in.
What's his power?
I'll put it in, but I'll put the Chinese version in.
Excellent. What's the power?
They're none.
But, like I said, choking the air out of Firestorm, and he's called Breathtaker.
Okay.
It seems like a power, but I think what they're implying is that, like, he's faking his powers.
I wish it was real.
It might be real. I don't know what they're going on about in the entry.
So he's full of secrets and fakes powers. It's really not going well.
Yeah, I think it was like, he appears like 3 times and...
Good, because that's terrible.
I don't know why, but contrary to all of you, the Crimson Robes does something to me.
Mm. Yeah,
but... Yeah, I don't mind it, because it has a good, like, texture.
You say crimson, but it is pink.
Oh, that's funny.
It says crimson right here.
Again, I don't know what the entry's on.
The entry says there's no power.
I kind of like it more if it's like really fuchsia pink. Honestly pretty funny. That's a great move on his part.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Then I don't like it anymore.
Imagine the cape, whatever robe, has like feathers at the bottom of the sleeve.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yes. So good. So great.
Like a fabulous nightgown.
I'm glad there's not, like, a logo, because I don't know how you picture, like, I was going to say that there's no, like, details on the cloak, but I don't know what would you put, like, a mouth going,
it's just... A gust of wind with an X.
I really like that there's a typo, and it says, assassination bro.
It's rare. Like, there's a you missing. Assassination bro.
See, the entry is all wrong.
You know what? That's kind of nice.
So he manages a team of super-powered assassins?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I like a leader.
So is that why he's faking his powers? To look cool in front of the minions?
Well, he's picturing
them like minions
now. Well, he needs to have, like, a higher status, so he needs to, like, you know, look good.
Yeah, he sort of, like, removes the air from a room once in a while to kill a minion so everyone keeps the fear up.
He took Fred away!
I wish we saw his, like, actual
body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he could just be, like, a guy.
I think the entry shows everything that we do know.
I know, but I wish there was more.
Because really, like, I mean, okay, obviously he's been bullied and everything, but there's nothing wrong with being short or albino, so I would have loved to have that but on the page, see that, but instead we have some sort of almost people-looking exoskeleton hands that's creeping me out.
What's up with his outfit here? It looks like a
sash.
Yeah, there's like a big sash moment over here.
Yeah, it opens somehow, but doesn't look like it could.
He has different robes for different occasions. Obviously.
This is the business casual one. And this exactly. is the formal one. And this is the I need to suffocate someone robe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one with the feathers. That's the evening one.
Yeah.
Is Breathtaker hot or not?
There's just not that much to him.
Yeah.
Like, he's so limited as a character. They clearly didn't use him that much.
I'm a little like, meh.
I don't like...
Not just meh. Just meh.
I don't like secrets.
I mean, it kind of sucks that he's currently in prison.
He did crime.
I mean, he deserves a prison term. It's just a bit of a bummer for a relationship. But I don't know. I'll hot him.
Oh.
Hold on, he's in a room and he can't take out the air of it and just escape prison?
Well, maybe he can't do that.
He can't do it.
It's not clear.
It's fake.
So maybe he doesn't have powers.
He's full of secret and he's fucking fake. Terrible. Are you sure, Shotgun? On the hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like your leader, loser.
Loser leader. Can Bargain Bin Red Skull be Crimson something? Or, Burgundy Bones.
Burgundy Bones! Okay, someone out there needs to draw Burgundy Bones, because I love them.
The Bronze Tiger. Ben Turner was a martial artist and best friend of Richard Dragon, Kung Fu fighter. They both joined the Global Organization of Organized Defense, or GOOD.
And
I love that too.
And fought international bad guys together. At some point, the Bronze Tiger was captured and brainwashed by the League of Assassins and sent against Batman. He eventually shrugs off the programming and joins the Suicide Squad as one of the heroes who keeps the felons in check. He's still haunted by the murders he carried out, as his training included spiritual enlightenment that made him averse to killing. So he's afraid he'll slip back into this behavior. It's played as a kind of drug addiction that he must fight. He has no powers, but is one of the world's best martial artists, possibly top three. The art by Dennis Cohen and Frank Giacoya shows his real face, a lot of Japanese martial arts weapons, the yin-yang symbol, and a fight with Batman.
So is it a
mask
or is it a transformation?
No, it's a helmet.
It's a transformation like his Sailor Moon.
Yes. Yeah, that is exactly what I was portraying.
I love it.
Absolutely.
It's a head. He puts it on.
I'm looking at him like I know this character.
Maybe it just looks like a real person.
Maybe.
Also, maybe it's just very generic.
He's handsome, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He looks too angry, though. Like, that's going to give him wrinkles.
I've decided he looks like he's trying to figure out what's happening really far away.
At the beach?
Yeah, too much sun. Exactly.
I feel like he's giving, I'm a bad guy in Power Rangers.
Oh, wait.
Is it the pose? I think it's the, like, martial artsness of it.
Yeah. And, like, the mask and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, the quick martial arts in that show. Just like, largely visual point I'm making.
He's got an earring. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I like a feline character that doesn't have any claws on their feet. I'm really pro.
Yeah.
Just boots.
So I'm not sure I understood everything you said, but is this a bad guy?
No, he was a good guy.
That got brainwashed.
Yeah.
As you do.
Then he showed up again to fight Batman a couple times, I think. Mm-hmm. And then he fought the Control. Then he's a good guy, but he's in the Suicide Squad, which shouldn't be taken to mean he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the Suicide Squad has these handlers, like Rick Flagg, like, you know, heroes who have to accompany Captain Boomerang and Deadshot or whoever to make sure that they don't go off mission.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that sort of like, oh, will he slip into the brainwash again?
Yeah, so he's still like a sort of, like Suicide Squad is super villains, obviously, but it's also kind of a spy thriller.
Mm.
And he's got that spy element, thanks to GOOD.
Unsurprisingly for someone who does martial art, he has very good legs.
Like, mm, damn.
Yeah. He's very attractive. And also that head just makes me want to go like, yeah!
Like a jar.
Looks like that.
I'm not a fan of the tiger trim.
I kind of like it.
It's for me, it's kind of giving a middle-aged lady dress. That's got like that, think, like, oh, it's fun animal print trim.
But no, I think, professional.
Yeah.
It's the one in the middle that bothers me the mm-hmm. most, because it kind of takes the eye away from the rest. Like, I don't mind it around the legs and the arms. And also the sash that goes right in front of the junk.
Yeah, not a fan. I'm assuming, like, it's like a reference to being a black belt.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't think it goes with the rest of the outfit.
No. I don't like wearing like a skirt and a top that has buttons that go like all the way down the top and then all the way down the skirt.
Me too.
It's weird to me. Yeah. It's like, especially if they're like the same color buttons, it just feels strange to me. And the fact that the line is going all the way down with like the middle, I don't love it. I wish the sash were on the side a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's bothering me.
I wish that all the tiger print was out and just the belt. Because I feel like the tiger stripes are just like, look, I'm a tiger. You get it? A tiger print? I'm a tiger?
I think that's one of the reasons that I like it. Because it feels like, you know when you buy like a kind of shitty Halloween costume? Look, I'm a bear. I'm definitely a bear. And it feels like that, where it's like, look, okay, we get it. It's not really the full thing, but look, tiger?
Yeah.
I feel like you spent all of your budget on the head.
Yeah.
And yes. Then the rest of the costume just didn't come in time. Well, so you're like,
And honestly, the gloves, they just make me think of like gloves you get for your dishes that have like little pearls at the top or like a flower pattern. Because she's so ugly.
I think it's also just confusing. Like, it's weird that it's that tight.
Exactly what I was going to say. So the thing is, you would have something more flowy that you would be able to easily move in when you see martial artists wearing, like, it's always flowy and they open it and they have their movement.
Or they're naked.
Yeah, that's also fine. But in that case, like, it's basically painted on.
Yeah.
And the bottom of the top, like the shirt, looks like
a gi.
It's a button-up. Like, it's... made like a button-up, but it's so skin-tight.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Like, how do you kick with that in your way?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe it's very stretchy.
Yeah.
Superhero costumes, they look like a paint job. I will probably look at this character again when we do the fashion reprise, because in the squad, he went without the helmet. He had like a makeup.
Oh, but that's the best part.
Well, he had like a sort of makeup thing.
Oh, I can't wait.
That could be worse. I think maybe the trim is less, like, they make it less.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, just flowy pants and no shirt.
Oh, yes. Please.
Can he use all of these? Like, is he good, like, proficient with
all of this? That's what they mean. I think, and I'm sure if I look at the comics, Richard Dragon, Kung Fu Fighter, I'm sure they don't respect the martial arts. But he's called Kung Fu Fighter, right? So Richard Dragon is probably, like, in the Chinese tradition, whereas here they sort of make the point that he's in the Japanese tradition, because these are all Japanese weapons, and he's kicking, which may be a karate move. So he would be, like, optimal Japanese style, every weapon.
Batman looks fabulous there. Like,
ha! Yes. Oh, yeah, look at that toe.
Mm-hmm. Pointy toes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and again.
It's giving pin-up.
I wish he bit people.
I mean, what?
It's just like, you can have all those chompers and not use it.
Maybe he does.
It's fake.
It doesn't move.
It's like a mascot head.
That's why I said I wish.
I mean, he could use his own teeth. That can do damage.
Yeah. Doesn't stop you from biting. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
It just sounds difficult with the mask that's blocking the way.
Bronze Tiger, hot or not?
I like him.
Yeah, I'm going to hot it.
I think his story is interesting. And there wasn't a second part to that. No, the mask is good.
Yeah, it has a mask nice is face.
Good. The problem is, it's kind of a bummer that mask is so good because his face is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't need the mask, buddy.
The facial parts are good.
Yeah. A good body, a bit wide in the back, a bit over muscular in
especially
my taste.
For martial artists, right? Mm. Don't they get more lean?
I don't know.
Maybe it depends on the styles.
I've seen so many different body types for different martial arts that it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. To me, it's a bit intimidating, but it's, I mean, he's hot.
He's cool.
Yeah, he has a face.
He's wearing pajamas.
He has a cool face.
No, the pajama's just too skin tight.
Yeah, I'm not wearing
skin tight pajamas.
Yeah,
Okay, I want to see him like bare chest. Yeah. In, like some loose silk zebra print pajamas.
Yes.
You see, that now, that's hot.
I'm not saying those images don't exist.
You see?
We must see them.
Like the back end.
In two episodes, guys.
The back end of A Stranger's Suicide Squad was like, they were in more in civilian clothes.
Ooh.
And he was like in a sexy relationship with Vixen. Anyway.
Ooh. That being said, I'm going to say not. And wait patiently to see these pajamas.
Okay. That's a lot for me.
Oh, you want to go? You had enough? Stay down.
Brute!
Oh!
This is our first Omega Man, so I should give you some context.
Yes, please.
Okay. The Omega Men are righteous rebels from various alien races of the Vega system fighting the Citadel, an evil empire that's conquered all their planets. So Brute is the super strong brick of the team, but he comes from a pacifist culture. When the Citadel came, they gave themselves up to be slaves rather than defend themselves. Even as a child, Brute questioned the extreme pacifist philosophy, but he didn't fight back until the Citadel asked for a child from every family to be sold off-planet, including his own. So he attacked them, his family was killed, he ran. When he and the Omega Men returned to try and recruit more Changrelanians to the cause, the Citadel nuked the planet to prevent it.
Oh my god!
After the Citadel was beaten, he would return to what was left of his people as a spiritual leader. Brute has suffered a lot in his life, a lot of loss. Unlike his people, he's always been able to defend himself and the people he cares about, but he still sees violence as a last resort. He's the guy who questions the way things are done either way. The art by Sean McManus shows a close-up of his face, a portrait with his son who's killed, and his attacking Citadel soldiers.
He's not just killed, he's unnamed.
Is Brute okay?
God.
No. And I say it's him with his son, but that may be his wife and his son. That would also make sense.
Okay, I mean this in the best possible way. He looks like a Ninja Turtle character.
Oh, yes.
He's like a shark Ninja Turtle.
Absolutely. There's just a fin missing, and bam.
What a sweet boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm so attached.
I love him. 10 out of 10, no notes.
Pretty much. I agree.
I do kind of like what he looks like.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't know why I like it, but I do. Like, I couldn't really explain it.
It's a little E.T.-ish, but more, like, stretched out. It's like a tree frog was E.T.
He looks nice.
It's like, I don't love it, but I don't hate it. I think I wish he had a better posture. That's, like, my big note. It's like, I wish he was just standing straight, and then maybe I would be...
Well, he's so big.
I know,
maybe he's in a spaceship and...
I know, but that's really bad for your back.
How big is he?
8'4". You know, that's not too bad.
That's pretty fucking tall.
I know.
He's from a vegan star system?
The vegan star system.
Vegan, not vegan. Star system.
The star is called Vega.
They're vegans,
Vega.
Mike.
It is an actual star in the sky, Vega.
Well, they said they're pacifists. So.
That would make sense, they're vegan.
But like the Vega star system is tons of planets. Tons of planets.
You correcting him with full confidence. That's inaccurate. It's so funny to me.
You can't really tease me about the Omega Men because, you know, I have no connection to that comic.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's not going to hurt me.
Well, this is going to be your connection. Us being irritating. I even like the outfit. I think it's a good outfit.
Yeah, that's fun. It feels a little Space Jam to me.
Is it because he's playing basketball with people in the back?
He is.
Okay, for a minute I thought he was really playing basketball. I was like, okay, now it's 20%. Like,
this is a basketball stance.
Yeah, he's about to catch the ball and dribble and do a three-pointer, question mark? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff.
So what did they do on the planet since they were all, like, pacifists? Like, did they just, like, chill before they died?
They had craftsmen and they had, I mean...
I'm imagining them like the hobbits.
Aww. Yeah, sure.
Oh, I love it. I want them to be on picnics and make tables.
The hobbits always are, like, the people I want to be. So right now I'm like, oh, I wish his planet didn't get destroyed.
Yeah, it's okay. So sad. I appreciate that he has a mind of his own. His story's just so sad.
Yeah.
How many are there left?
I don't know. Enough. Maybe they just nuked like a city or
it's still a lot of people, but it's not like everyone.
I don't
like repopulation is feasible.
And also, if they were sending some of them off planet to work, after you beat the citadel, you can like let's get all our people back and
so
start over.
Okay, these poor kids being sold off.
I hope he has like a big rumbly voice.
I think so.
Or a high voice, just like a very gentle high voice. Either is good.
They all have names like Brute.
Yeah, that's not even his real name. That's just like his code name.
Pardon me?
His real name is...
Charis Nar.
Oh, I thought he said it was Charles. I was like...
It's a version of the vegan.
Charis Nar.
So yeah. Brute is just a nickname?
No, he got the name Brute when he joined the Omega Men.
Yeah, it's a code name. I mean, it sounds like Brute.
I'll just call him Charles.
Charlie boy.
Chuck.
Another Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. Well, honestly, like, I feel like he would be so caring as well because of, like, all his trauma. And he'd just be very sweet and caring. And, like, I had a bad day at work. He'd be like, oh, Jose, I made you tacos.
He would make you tacos.
I would be so happy.
Yeah.
And then you just... vegan tacos.
Vegan. I'm okay with that.
Vegan, potato, potato.
Vegan tacos. So, is Brute hot or not?
I think hot.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yes. He's a delight.
I just kind of want to squish him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he'll squish you.
Yes. I would not be able to squish him realistically, but he seems like a fun texture.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, he's painted like a rock character or colored like a rock character, but... how does it feel?
It's skin. It's just gray.
Like, is it like a frog? Is it reptile-y? Is it like a frog?
Shark?
Whenever I've touched them, it felt like paper. Well.
He's fine. Yeah, he's hot.
I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. What a sweet boy. Let's go to the beach.
He could go so far.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you'd have to have such a deep pool.
He just dips his toes.
Yeah, you have to walk his real far.
Oh, I hope they paint their toenails.
I mean, I would have a blast, like full paintbrush.
Salamata. I tell on a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me not eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man.
Oh my God.
Oh, the brother. Damn.
Oh no, the chastity belt.
Is this all our brother?
Oh no.
Brother Blood. So Brother Blood is a cult leader, the high priest of the Church of Blood. He's in fact Sebastian Blood the Ninth from a long line of high priests from the tiny nation of Zandia. During the Crusades, the original Brother Blood stole the cloak of Christ, which he wore at the Last Supper, not Brother Blood. Christ, and which had since been corrupted by evil, and then that original Brother Blood bathed himself in the blood of his enemies, which conferred great strength and immortality. Mm-hmm. The mantle of Brother Blood is passed on from father to son when the son kills the father. So this is the latest in the line, and he killed his predecessor when he was a teenager.
Oh.
His big plan was to kidnap the Teen Titan known as Raven to sire a powerful child who would help him conquer the world. It was only the first of many confrontations with the Titans, but he nevertheless expanded the Church of Blood out of Zandia and made it a world religion. Brother Blood's immortality seems linked to the number of followers he has, and his suit has circuits that can shoot blasts of energy. They later made these powers magical. In any case, his most powerful ability is his charisma. He has followers everywhere ready to do his bidding. The art by George Perez shows him without the helmet and disintegrating someone with a power blast. We also see some church stuff, including an altar dripping with blood and clergy members, a hooded confessor with a mind lance, and Mother Mayhem, his mother superior, who's kind of praying in the corner there.
Okay, if you're immortal.
Ish.
Because it depends on how many followers you have.
Yeah. This is a cult. Okay, so you can live a long time. And you know that your son has to kill you to carry the line.
Right. Why would you have kids?
When would you have kids?
When?
Like, if you... No, well, if you know, why would you or when would you... I've had enough. Time to birth.
I think that his father, when he had him, I think it was kind of a whoops. Because then the father tried to kill his son many times.
Oh.
And the son ended up killing him instead.
Okay. So why does he want to have a kid? He's ready to move on?
I think they can control the kid.
Well, you see here, he said that fathering a son who killed him at the age of 100. So, you know, they wait.
Maybe there's an age where he's like, okay, we're supposed to live until like 100 maybe, and then you make a child and then...
Maybe they just like murdering fathers and babies.
It's a cult.
Also, there was probably a time where there's no way to prevent pregnancy.
Right. Yeah. It's like, ah, shit. Well,
yeah.
Gonna die at some point.
Keep it in your chastity belt.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Is it a chastity belt?
It looks like one.
Yeah, to prevent having babies so you can rule forever. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I will say, I would watch like a 12 episode Netflix documentary about this cult.
Absolutely.
100%. 100%.
Not enough of the real cult leaders wear suits like this, you see.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that Christ had a good taste in cape.
Yeah, that was my question. Is that a real Christian thing? Does he have, like, a cape or some shit?
I've never heard of Jesus having a cape.
A cloak. Yeah. No, I've never heard of the cloak of Christ either.
It's not a cloak, but, like, he has, like, loose...
Like, robes.
He's got,
robes,
like, a brown sash thing that he...
That's what I always thought.
It certainly didn't have...
Right. No, all the pictures. We don't know what he wore.
I know, but I need to trust the church because they don't lie, Mike.
No.
That's what I was told.
I think the Bible would be more interesting if there would be a magical cloak.
It is a thing, though, isn't it? Like, that his robes were taken. I feel like that that's familiar.
Well, yes. There's a lot of stuff, you know, that was taken. Relics that are supposed to be in churches.
I think there's supposed to be, like...
I don't know about a cloak.
Maybe he did, like, that thing where you, like, take something that was from someone else and you restyle it. Mm-hmm. And he made this cloak.
Yeah, like the Christians did with the pagan stuff.
Why is the mask luchador-y?
Yeah, this is very confusing.
I don't know.
Even the boots are very, like, wrestler.
It feels a little bug-like to me as well. I think because of the way, like, the cape is and the mask.
But also he has, like two, like, bumps on the mask.
Oh, it's kind of...
A snake!
Yeah, it's snaky.
Oh, it's a jaw! It's a jaw!
Yeah.
Oh,
eyes. It's a mouth!
It's a face!
Oh. It's snake! From Adam and Eve.
And it bites because blood on his face, and he's like,
unless he's like inside the mouth.
You know what? I'm kind of in.
You know what? Honestly, like, the chastity belt is stupid, but I like everything else.
I like the snake head face thing.
Yeah, that really sold it to me, the fact that it's a snake face.
Really?
That's creativity points, at least.
Really? For me, it was like, man.
Look at those endearing
eyes.
Look at the endearing little snake eyes.
I also like the way she's praying. It's like almost like prayer hands, but it's like, oh no, we do like a Satan-y thing.
Brother Blood is like really intense name.
But the Church of Blood?
Yes, what? That's
Blood
hardcore.
Church? That's Blood intense.
I feel like that's a first draft. Like, you didn't have like a more like epic name.
I kind of like the boots. I'm into the bondage.
So is like, I'm a bit confused with the costume itself. Like, are those like crimsony, more dark spot weird shading, or is it actually like
black?
It's black. So there's the bondage-y part. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's like a harness. I mean,
It's not a George Perez costume unless it's a little bit complicated.
Oh, okay. Like, there's a weird harness. There's cross on the arms. Yeah, there's...
I like it. I like the crotch.
Oh, there's a places. Cross.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, and nice. It's an inverted cross on the leg.
And they're still kind of wearing that outfit, even though we're, like, maybe a couple Brother Bloods later. Or at least one Brother Blood later.
That's 1202. I hope there's more than one.
Yeah. Is Brother Blood hot or not?
He's hot. I'm saying it. Oh. Well, I mean, he...
Definitely evil.
Okay, definitely so evil. That's the thing, though. It would have been an unconditional hot until you talked about how he wanted to kidnap Raven and rape her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Quite a fool.
Yeah.
He also did spread the religion. Or is it a is it a cult?
Well, now it's considered cult. A
religion.
Legitimate religion.
Are they like... Wow. Are they like... Government sanctioned or something?
Yeah, they don't pay taxes.
And like, I feel very odd that like the more people he gets, the more power he gets, or the longer he lives.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's weird. It
is. But like, even I find like his what's called again, Serpent. He looks too old and serious. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I have weird feelings about this one. I don't.
I'm still gonna hot him because I'm stupid.
That's okay.
I just have like a very
He's kind of a... He really looks like Peter Cushing. So that's like Peter Cushing was the model here.
I absolutely know who that is. Anyways.
But like, why is he in this book?
What do you mean?
But like, what's his relationship to heroes? Like, beyond attacking...
Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah,
he's a villain. Teen Titan villain.
But what is he... Like, what is he doing? He's just like Colton and stuff, and then... And they're like, no!
Like, no. What are the plots?
There's the plot where he kidnaps Raven.
Okay.
And they come back to that a number of times. Remember Azrael, the sort of angel, the sad angel dude?
Oh, yeah. 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 That cried.
He had like a half page. He fell into this cult.
Okay.
And he was being manipulated by Brother Blood and stuff like that.
That checks out.
Because I was just like, what... Is just this cult existing in the background of...
And then people will come up to you and they're part of the Church of Blood and say they used to be your friends, but they're now cultists.
Mm. All right. And do they have a cool sentence?
Blood, blood, blood. More.
Blood. You know what? Brother Blood, Church of Blood, 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 blood. Okay?
More blood. That being said, I can't hot a cult. Like, it's just... No. I can't.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I don't think I can hot it. I think I'm also nodding it, but if I'm honest, it's interesting. I'll give him interesting points for sure.
I love the commitment to this outfit, even if it's just like his day-to-day wear.
Like, does he present? Like,
oh, yeah, he presents
the sermon in this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Absolutely not.
Absolutely yes.
Like, how can people take him seriously?
You don't. You enjoy the view.
Everyone's so bad.
I mean, that other guy's dressed like that, okay? You know what? Cults, they're just...
They're different.
Cults, they're a little different.
Come for your advice, at hot or not.
It's our friend.
Oh.
Is it? Where?
Dead in middle.
Oh.
We're talking about the Brotherhood of Evil. So, we shouldn't spend too much time on each character since they all have their own entries. But the Brotherhood of Evil was originally a group of world conquerors who fought the Doom Patrol in the 1960s. It was organized by the Brain, who we saw last time, and is pictured on the left-hand side. We got Brain, Monsieur Malat, the stretchy French femme fatale Madame Rouge, the alien Gargoyax, who lives on the far side of the moon, and General Immortus. That's exactly what it sounds like. They eventually turned on each other, and most of them were thought dead. In the modern era, the Brain and Malat resurfaced and built a new brotherhood with superhumans they could control, as opposed to, you know, a bunch of people who also wanted to be the sole rulers of Earth.
Mm.
These are the techno-voodoo priest Hungan, the mistress of fear Phobia, Plasmus, who has a killer touch, and the teleporting Frenchman Warp. They first went after their former partners and then mostly tangled with the Teen Titans. The international villain team still shows up from time to time to cause trouble. George Perez's art simply shows them in action, or inaction according to their natures.
You know what? I'm really proud of the Brain.
You know, sometimes you don't associate with the right people, and a lot of people just, like, don't learn from their mistakes from doing that, and they just keep going for the same kind of people. But he learned, and he found new people, and seems to be working for him. I'm glad.
I put most of the credit on Mishima, not on
Brain. Yeah. I'm proud
of Mishima as the recruiter.
Is he missing from the picture, though?
Mishima?
No.
As the big ape man.
He's there three times.
Okay, he's there twice. Okay.
The Brain, and you see them in classic look. Brain and Mala, they're
like, okay, that's classic why I was look, confusing. Modern look. Okay, that's why I was confused. Okay, we're fine.
Madame Rouge just looks like a Carmen Sandiego character.
But also she's in blue.
That always bothered me.
That okay. She's in
blue.
Yeah.
Like, this is not an error. This is they committed to this error?
Yeah, you know, she needs to look like Mr. Fantastic, and her outfits are blue.
They definitely did not know what the rouge meant.
She's in red in the inset.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she looks like if she's in, like, regular clothes, taking a break, and it's very upsetting that it's blue.
I mean, they do look cool. They're very eclectic, but they do look like a group.
I mean, Phobia just reminds me of Hela.
Yeah, she looks fabulous, though.
Mm-hmm.
With that defying... Me was gonna say the defying gravity bikini in black.
It's very Maleficent, too.
Oh, yeah.
That cape has good flow.
Yeah. What's that big pile of flesh?
That's Plasmus.
It kind of reminds me of the, is it a Neverending Story that there's the big rock creatures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, his power upsets me. That, like, dissolves.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Yeah, that's gross.
Gelatinous human.
I hope warp is actually pronounced with the French accent.
Warp.
Warp. Warp. I am warp.
There's a lot of French people in here because the Brain is...
French.
I don't know if he's French or maybe he's like German or something, but Monsieur Malin is obviously a French ape. Hungan is a Haitian, so,
he
speaks Rouge. French. Madame Rouge is French, and Warp is French.
Sacre bleu!
And I mean, Plasmus took classes for many years.
So. I think he's German or something, but...
This guy has the French flag on his headband, so clearly he studied a semester in France.
Yeah, he lived in Paris for 3 months.
Yeah. He came back with an accent. I mean, they look cool.
I do.
I like the name, too. Brotherhood of Evil is pretty cool.
It feels...
I prefer that to, like, the Church of Blood or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's still basic, but it sounds much cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find blood is a bit too much of a commitment.
It's still, although it feels contradictory, brotherhood and evil. And I know it's not exclusive, but for me, a brotherhood is more about a positive experience.
But you can be having a positive experience.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they're having fun.
What's the definition of a positive experience can differ from them to you?
Yeah. That's true. I wish they had more matching stuff.
That's one thing. I wish, like, even just, like, 3-4 colors... Because he has a Speedo, yellow, blue, green, orange, too much.
Maybe they have a pin or something, but I don't think it's enough.
But I wouldn't want, like, X-Men, where they're all wearing, like, the same thing.
No. Yeah,
it's interesting you mentioned the X-Men, because when Doom Patrol came out, X-Men came out soon after, or vice versa. Like they were in production at the same time, and somehow they're very similar. Mm. It's about outcasts led by a guy in a wheelchair. And then their villains, they had the Brotherhood of Evil, and the X-Men had the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And all about at the same time.
Yeah.
Someone's secretly working at both places.
I was going to say, was there someone working at both places and saying, like, oh, I'll go spy on them for you. And then the next week, oh, yes, I'll go spy on them for you.
Many have tried to find the link, and nobody knows. This seemed to have happened.
It's a fucking janitor, like a secretary. Like
nobody knows how this happened.
Oh,
like well, other characters. This would be the early 60s. So,
because that's interesting.
Because
I feel like if you look at what's historically was happening, maybe the vibes were there.
Maybe
you know.
What if someone pitched the same idea to both companies and both companies took it?
It was all staff people working on these projects. So it's not like a pitch coming in from the outside. Who knows?
I mean, I guess there's just so many combinations of words that you can end up with Brotherhood of Evil. It's not like rocket scientists, it's Brotherhood of Evil.
Right. And is the Brotherhood of Evil hot or not?
I'm gonna hot them.
I like them. Mm-hmm. They're very random, but they are French.
Yeah, that wins us points for this table.
Yeah.
You know what? I I like the fact that the first draft didn't work. And that perseverance.
He can't
yeah,
die.
Yeah, no. Perseverance and learning and growing. I'm into
it. And I love that moment where they realize, maybe we shouldn't, like, all want to be the ruler. That's the flaw, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
I like how eclectic they are.
But yeah, and I'm glad he got rid of General Immortus, because that guy looks...
I mean, Gargwax. Gargwax sounds like...
A fun guy.
Sounds like a cleaning product, actually. Yeah. Now I'm saying out loud.
It sounds like something for your dentures.
Gargwax.
Put it down your drain and it will flow perfectly fine.
Gargwax. Maybe there's something wax related.
Yeah.
Gargwax.
Your car.
I think Gargwax would be like...
Gargwax.
You're protects.
Guarding with wax.
Yeah.
I think it's like goo to hold your dentures in place.
That made me shudder.
And I'll stay hot as well.
One man may seem incompetent, another not make sense, while others look like quite a waste of company expense. They need a brother's leadership, so please don't do them in. Remember, mediocrity is not a mortal sin. There,
we're in the Brotherhood of Man, dedicated to giving all we can.
Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity?
The Great Big Brotherhood of Man.
The bonus feature on Who's Hot is that I asked on social media what people thought you would say.
This one is rough because we're split a lot.
Yeah, but I think we can still imagine that Breathtaker was largely a not.
You can say that I was wrong.
Right.
Shotgun History will show.
Shotgun was the outlier, you know, most of the time. So Breathtaker, people thought unanimous not. Unanimously thought it was a not. Bronze Tiger, 8-1, hot. So someone thought maybe not on here.
We did have some not.
Yeah.
It's mitigated. Brute was a 6-1 hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know us. The public, they know us.
Brother Blood, they unanimously thought this would be a not.
Oh.
Come on.
No, you come on.
Again, the shotgun. And then the Brotherhood of Evil is the one they didn't know what to think. So it's they had 3 hot. And 5 not in the poll. So they were wrong because like this got hotted.
I think, yeah, hot. Yeah.
They were overall pretty close, though.
All right, we'll take a short break for a promo and be right back for the female bag.
Santa, who's there? Hyperion to a satyr.
Follow Siskoid's deep scene-by-scene dive into adaptations of Shakespeare's Hamlet on... Hyperion to a Satyr, the Fire and Water Network's Hamlet podcast. To listen or not to listen isn't the question. Kenneth Branagh, Derek Jacobi, Mel Gibson, Laurence Olivier, Ethan Hawke, David Tennant, Classics Illustrated, and many more covered every episode at fireandwaterpodcast.com or where you usually get your podcasts.
Silence.
Female bag. Woo! Comments on episode 16 of Who's Hot and Who's Not, which covered Brain, Brainiac, Brainiac 5, Brainstorm, Brainwave, and Brainwave Jr. Some miscellaneous comments. Gene Hendricks says, I'm just happy the I had a dream about you ladies thing wasn't met with disgust. Could have gone either way. Kevin from New Orleans asks, when the Amalgam Omnibuses come out in a few months, can you make an episode to show the ladies some of the heroes and villains that were merged by DC and Marvel?
What?
Yeah. So, Amalgam Comics. Amalgam Comics was like a project they did a couple times, a couple of years in a row, where Marvel and DC collaborated.
Hmm.
It started with the DC versus Marvel event. So they had like these fights and people would vote for who would win. So like the wrong people won, obviously. and then at the end of the miniseries, the universes merged for a short while. So you had like Captain America was merged with Superman. So it became Super Soldier. It's like a Kryptonian Captain America with the shield is in the form of the S. Wolverine and Batman become Dark Claw. Whoa. Stuff like that. Well, I'm going to answer Kevin. No, we're not going to do
that.
But there's no similar compendium. There's no... So unless they create Who's Who pages for amalgam characters, that's not really what we do.
Right.
Also it's just like comics.
It's just like comics.
Okay, yeah.
When we do the team-ups, I don't know about the other episodes, but I know that you made me read, like, amalgam comic stuff, like little clips of, like, announcing comics during the team-up episodes.
Yes, in the team-up episodes, I have this fake amalgam comics trailer.
Yeah.
Where I amalgam the characters that are teamed up.
Yes, that.
You know, just to be ridiculous.
Yes.
But that's...
But you were using the amalgam comics.
I'm not using the characters from amalgam comics. I'm creating my own amalgam.
So. But the format.
We've said that word too many times.
Amalgam?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
I didn't know what they were, so I was just reading stuff with voices.
There you go. All right, The Brain. Chris Franklin says, The Brain and Mala appear in season one of My Adventures with Superman. It's the new animated show going on its second season now. Chris thinks some of you would definitely dig this take on Superman and Lois and the storyline overall. Very anime-influenced, smart, and surprisingly sweet and sincere.
Anime-influenced. Oh, cool. I wonder who would like that.
We all slowly glance at Josie.
Shotgun.
True.
Yeah, it does have that look. It does have, like, an anime look.
Oh.
Brainiac. Kevin from New Orleans says, I wish this look for Brainiac had lasted longer than it did. It sort of premiered it in the next crisis and it was over. Chris Franklin.
The history of the world in one sentence.
It does show up. Now you see, like, when you see Brainiac, he's got maybe drones that look like this, etc. So it's still around. Chris Franklin says, poor Siskoids, Brainiac. He means my action figure, suffers the fate of many copies of that action figure, including mine. In fact, I had two Brainiacs from childhood, and both of them suffered broken arms. I think the vac metalizing process weakens the plastic. It definitely feels kind of lighter when you touch it compared to the rest of the line. Anyway, Brainiac 5, Chris Franklin says, man, I really like Kiesel's inks over Kurt Swan. And then for Brainstorm, Brainstorm is the winner of this show. It gets so many comments. Ange is a simple man with simple taste. He says, thanks for all the giggles regarding Brainstorm. Chris Franklin says, the girls will be happy to know that there is a tiny version of this helmet out there on the 1966 Justice League of America figure by Ideal Toys. Yes, Brainstorm made it into figure form before many far worthier foes. And it was just like a little army man version, like one color.
So a That's very amazing. Tiny
a
hat.
A very tiny hat for very small penises. Time Priest says, when I was a young, tinier Time Priest, I was given a huge Super Friends coloring book for Christmas featuring Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman fighting the villain Brainstorm. I'd never heard of him before, but he must have been a big deal to threaten those three heroes.
The book
is long gone, but I spent hours coloring Life magazine-sized pages. But since Brainstorm wasn't on the cover... Shocking, I know. I didn't know what colors to use for his costume, so I ended up using lots of purple and green and silvery gray for the helmet, so not too far off. Honestly, I had to use purple and green because the heroes used up all my red and blue.
Yeah.
Without realizing it, I gained an insight into colorists before the digital age. And we've got Mike Dina says, if I was a superhero and I saw this dingus coming at me, I would be defeated so easily because I would be on the floor laughing. How does that rib for her pleasure hat stay on? It's got no chin strap. I can picture him running away with that thing teetering on his head while he tries to hold it up.
But that's why he's in this posture. He's just like trying to hold it on his head.
And the shoulder pad, it helps the wind to not blow it away.
True.
It bounces off the
floor. It's so practical. It's very functional.
Finally, Kevin from New Orleans says, it's wild to me that everyone in this issue has been in live action except Brainstorm.
Yeah, where's our Brainstorm live action?
Yeah, I need an entire series only about Brainstorm.
Speaking of which, Chris Franklin points out the most one of the most obscure live action appearances is by Brainwave. If you want to be either disturbed or laugh your ass off, check out live action Brainwave, who seems to be based on this very entry. In the 1988 Superman 50th anniversary TV special. Yikes. And I sent you the picture on the chat. It looked just like that. Chris Pine says, I'm not sure I should feel good that I was the one who said the girls would find Brainwave hot or if it means I should seek therapy.
We can
film a PSA. This is your brain. This is your brain after binging Ohatmu. And in the same vein, Dr. Ange says, I think I was the guy who voted down Brainwave Jr. I couldn't imagine such a pretty boy garnering a lot of attention, plus the I alter your memories seemed like a definitive not.
That is not popular with us, as a rule.
And yet...
Yes.
There's exceptions.
Okay, well, have you seen all the ones we saw just before?
It was a very slim episode. Brainiac 5, One Hour Heart,
a diamond in the roughish.
Magdynus just doesn't like him. Says, why the goggles? Why cover the ears but leave the hair open? I don't think these are good arguments for me, but I stand by my irrational dislike. So before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/FW Podcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation. This particular production is sponsored by Gene Hendricks, Monsieur Luc, Magdynus, Eric, Chris Pine, Zinkroll, and Dr. Ange. Don't forget to leave comments at fireandwaterpodcast.com, and we'll read them in the next episode of Who's Hot and Who's Not. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye!
Bye.
We love you!
I'm so tired.
I'm sorry, you can't treat the stars of the show like that.
I'll go to HR.
I'll feed them.